The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simin Kuf Chaf Zayin of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of a private fast. Halacha Aleph, Kishem Shem Mitzvah Al Hatzibur Lihis Anos Ulhis Balel Al Kotsaro Shlotovo. Just like there is a mitzvah on a community that they should fast and they should daven for every potential tragedy that should not come, Kach Mitzvah Al Kol Yachid is similarly a mitzvah on every individual. Shem Baalav Chas V'Sholom Ezet Sarah, that if there is befalling upon him, God forbid, any potential tragedy, kigon shehoyulo chole b'soch beso, for example, he has someone who is ill in his home, o shehutoa baderech, or he is lost on the road, o chavush b'beso asurim ayidei alila, or he is being locked up in prison on trumped up charges. So mitzvah alav sheyisaner, it is a mitzvah upon him that he should fast, v'yispalel el Hashem, and he should daven to Hashem, v'yivakesh rachamim me'ito, yisbaruch shemo, and he should beseech mercy from the Almighty, sheyoshialo, that he should provide a salvation for him. V'dava zeh midarkei tshuvahu, and this approach is one of the steps of tshuva. Shelo yoma ha'adam, that a person should not say, chas v'shalom, God forbid, mikru hatzara, that this tragedy is just a chance occurrence, shenema, like it says in the pasuk, v'alachtem imi b'keri, and this that you went with me with a perspective of chance, v'alachti af imochem b'chames keri, so therefore I have gone with you also with the anger of chance. This means to say, Kisha'avi aleichem tzara, when I bring upon you a tragedy, Kideshe tashuvu, in order that you should return, Imtarmu, if you say, Shehu keri, this is chance, Osif aleichem chamas also keri, I'm going to increase the anger, the severity of that seeming chance. So, it's forbidden for a person to view events that happen to him as coincidence, as mere chance. Rather, it should be viewed that this is a direct message being sent from Hashem to allow him the opportunity to do teshuva. Avotzarach ha'adam ladas, a person needs to know, ki bechatov hevi alav hu elokim es kohara azos, it's because of a person's sins that Hashem brought all of this evil upon him, v'yifashvesh b'masav, and he should introspect into his ways, v'yashuv el Hashem v'yirachameo, and he should return to Hashem, and Hashem will have mercy upon him. The notion of accepting private fast upon oneself used to be very popular, but today we don't find it being done so much. This requires some explanation. In the Igeres HaTshuva of the Baal HaTanya, he writes that whenever we discuss making a private tainus upon oneself, it may only be done if it would not compromise his avodas Hashem, meaning that if by fasting a person would be so weak that his tefillos, his Torah study, or other mitzvahs could not be carried out or not done as well, then it is usur for him to fast. Now, obviously, when we talk about the tainus tzibur, the public fast, such as Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, then there's no question that a person must fast, even though it would make him weak. The same is true even of Shavuos B'Tammuz and some Gedalia and Asara B'Tevis. However, when we talk about making private, personal fasts, to impose that upon oneself, that may only be done when it would not make a person weak, and certainly if it would not make the person sick. Based on this, There are those that say that today almost all of us would compromise our avodas Hashem when we are without food. So consequently, we find that today fasting is not so popular anymore. The truth is, this concept is already found in the Gemara in Tainus Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that there's a contradiction. On the one hand, we find that a person who is mitzar atzma min hayayin, someone who afflicts himself by abstaining from wine, is called a kadosh. On the other hand, we find that a person who is afflicting himself by abstaining is called a chote, a sinner. So the Gemara explains, Lo kasha hoda matzi litzuri napshi, hoda lo matzi litzuri napshi. It depends what type of person we're talking about. If we're talking about someone who can handle the fast, so for him he's considered a kadosh. If we are discussing a person who cannot handle the fast, he is considered a sinner. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if someone needs to do teshuva for a particular averos, he would be allowed to fast even if he is a chola, even if he's ill, because the Gemara was only talking about someone who was not fasting because of particular crimes. But if someone has particular averos, which he is supposed to be fasting over, for such a person, even if he's ill, he should be fasting, with the one caveat, as the Shaar Tzion points out, that he would not be endangering his life by fasting. Still, we probably have to qualify this by saying that, once again, if he's going to be compromising his observance of mitzvahs, he's probably better off finding some other method of doing teshuvah which does not involve fasting. Halacha Beis Yachid Shehu Rotzeh Lehisanos, an individual who wants to establish a fast day for himself, Tzarech Lekabel Olav Bayom Shelefanov B'Tfilos HaMincha. He has to accept it upon himself the previous day by Mincha that he's going to fast that day. Dahainu, this means to say, B'Birka Shema Koleinu, when he says the bracha of Shema Koleinu in Shmona Esrei at Mincha, Yehaher Bilibo, he should think in his heart, Shehu Mekabel Olav Lehisanos, that he is accepting upon himself to fast. The Mishnah Berurah says that really this should be done by Mincha Kitana, but b'di'evet, if he does it by Mincha Gedola, so that's also acceptable. V'kodem Yil Ratzon, and before he says Yil Ratzon at the end of Shmona Esrei, Yomar, he should say, Ribon Ha'alamim, Master of the Universe, Hare Ani Lefanecha B'tainis, behold, I am in front of you, coming in a state of fasting, Kemosh Nitfas B'Sidurim, like we find printed in the Sidurim. V'yafa Pisha Ochal V'shosa Achakach, Ad Sheyaleh Amud HaShachar, even though he is going to continue to eat and drink afterwards, the rest of the day and the rest of the night up until dawn, ein bekach klum, there's no problem with this. V'chein imrotza lis'anos eze yomim zeh achazeh. Similarly, if a person would want to fast multiple days, one after the other, af api sheyochol v'yishte balelos shebineyem, even though he eats and he drinks during the nights which are in between those days, Sagi b'kabbalah echas, it's sufficient for him to make a single kabbalah, one acceptance upon himself, and that will cover these multiple days. Avim mekabel eze yomim she'enam mitzupim. However, if a person wants to accept upon himself a number of days on which he would fast, but they are days which are not contiguous, kigon, for example, Sheni Chamishi Sheni, if he wants to fast a Monday and then Thursday and then the subsequent Monday, if so, Yesh Lekabel Olav Kol Yom B'Mincha Shelefanav, he would have to accept upon himself each fast on the previous day's Mincha. Normally, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, we say that someone who wants to undertake a particular mitzvah should not do so by making a vow. How does this affect the laws of Kabbalah's Tainus? So the poskim say that one may accept upon himself a fast, even in the form of a neder, and the explanation given in the Bach and the Taz is that only something like the mitzvah of tzedakah, a person should not be mekabel, should not accept upon himself as a vow that he's going to give charity, because he might not have sufficient funds to give the charity. However, when it comes to fasting, it doesn't require any special resources to be able to abstain from eating. The Aruch HaShulchan adds another explanation why there's no concern of accepting a fast upon oneself through a neder, and that is because the Kabbalah's Tainus is always done very close to the time that one starts fasting. And therefore, in that short period of time, we're not concerned that he's going to change his mind about his vow or that he'll forget about it. In the Tshuva's Torah Lishma, he suggests another idea, that it is permissible to accept a tainus upon oneself in the form of a vow because there's no other way to do it. In order for a tainus to be valid, you need a Kabbalah's tainus by the previous day's mincha. As opposed to, let's say, the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, one can certainly give tzedakah without accepting upon themselves the mitzvah. There is a machlokas haposkim about when a person accepts a neder upon themselves to fast, whether they should dafka say bli neder, so that it would not be a vow, meaning that's going to be a kabbalah, which is not a vow, or if that's going to invalidate the kabbalah altogether. In some of the Sidurim, we find that the text of accepting the vow upon oneself does involve the term bli neder. We find this, for example, in the Siddur Derech HaChaim, as well as in the Siddur HaShlah. And this is the way it's brought down in the Mekor Chaim of the Chabas Yair, and we also find in the Yalkut Me'am Loez. However, many poskim do not accept this, and they say it is wrong to say bli neder, because by doing so, it makes the commitment not be a commitment, and therefore the tainus is not going to be valid as a tainus. And this was actually the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and of Rebbe Yoshev, and of the Shevet HaLevi, and of many other poskim. So what is the reason that it is necessary to accept the fast upon oneself by the previous day's mincha? The Levush explains that when one is in a state of fasting, it is as if they are sacrificing a little bit of themselves to Hashem, not so different than offering a carbon to Hashem. Just like by a carbon, it is necessary to first sanctify it before offering the animal, and if one would not do so, then the carbon would be invalid. The same is true when we have a fast. It is necessary to first accept a fast upon oneself. Otherwise, it's as if it's being done sort of haphazardly, and the sacrifice, in this case, the fasting, would be invalid. The Kaf HaChaim brings down that when a person accepts a tainus, a fast upon himself, he is supposed to express why he is fasting. For example, if he's doing so for atonement, he's supposed to say that. If he's doing it in order to avert an impending tragedy, that too should be expressed. Halacha Gimel. Mishehu rogel lis'anos ba'aseres yimei teshuva. Someone who is accustomed to fasting during the 10 days of teshuva, biyom aleph tislichos, or on the first day on which we read slichos, the erev Rosh Hashanah, and on erev Rosh Hashanah, eino tzarech lekablom, he doesn't need to be mekabel these fasts, shehem mikubalim mikorach haminug, because they are already considered an accepted fast based on the common minug. Meaning that when we talk about accepting a fast upon oneself, that only needs to be done if someone is making his own personal initiative of having a fast day. But if there is already a minug mikubal to have a fast then, such as during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, he doesn't need to accept it upon himself in order for it to have the legitimacy of a fast. He could just fast, and then it is valid in its own right. This is even more true for the public fasts. Obviously, for Shavuos v'Tammuz, for some Gedalia, it's not necessary for a person to accept these fasts upon themselves. It is understood that Klal Yisrael fasts on these days because it's a communal fast day. Then the Kitzur tells us another type of fast, which even though it's a personal fast, someone does not need to accept it upon himself. He says, V'chein tainis chalom, a fast that a person makes because he had a bad dream, einot zorach kabbalah, he does not need to accept it upon himself. V'chein tainis bahab, shela'acha pesach v'sukis, similarly, the fast of Bahab, which is after the month in which Pesach and Sukkot fall out, im ona amein acha hamisha berach, if someone answered amein after the misha berach that said in shul for those who fast, v'ho yodaitar lehisanos, and he had intention to fast, dai bekach, this is sufficient, v'ein sarach kabbalah acheres, and he does not need an additional acceptance upon himself. Umikol makam. But in any case, im mischaret ve'ena rotzo lehisanos, if someone did have intention to fast when he answered amen to the misha berach, and afterwards he has regret and he does not want to fast, rishai, he is allowed to not fast, kevin shelo kibol of beferush, since he did not explicitly accept it upon himself, v'lo hotzi b'fiv, and he did not verbalize it, shehu rotzo lehisanos, that he intends to fast. Halacha dalid. Af im lo kibol olav v'satainis b'fiv, even if a person did not verbally accept a fast upon himself, ela behirher kibol olav, but rather in his mind he accepted it upon himself, v'gomar b'daita lehisanos l'machar, and he concluded in his mindset that he would fast the next day, v'afilo shelo b'shas tfilas mincha, even if he did so when it was not the time for mincha, ela kodem tfilas mincha, o achakach, ba'od shehu yom, he did it whether it was before mincha time or after mincha, while it was still the day, havi kabbalah, so it's considered as if he accepted it, v'chayav lehisanos, he is still obligated to fast. The next two halachas discuss how a person is supposed to behave when he accepted a private fast upon himself. Halacha hei, ko hasharui b'tainis, anyone who is engaged in fasting, lo yinhag idunim ba'atzmo, he is not allowed to have any indulgences. V'lo yokel b'rosho, he cannot be lightheaded. V'lo yehe sameach v'tov lev, he should not be rejoicing. Ela doeg v'oned, but rather his mindset should be of one of worry and of bemoaning, k'mo shekasev, as it says in the pasuk, ma yisonin adam choy geva achatov, how much a person would groan over his sins. So certainly, a personal fast day is not a time to pursue any entertainment, even things that do not relate to eating. Halacha vav, b'tainis yachid mutar lechotz espiv b'mayim b'shachris. On a personal fast, a person is permitted to wash his mouth with water in the morning, as opposed to a public fast, when this is prohibited. Halacha zayin, in kibul alav stam lehisanos, if someone simply accepted upon himself to fast without saying until when he would fast, so the rule is chayiv lahashlim atzei sakechavim, he'd be obligated to continue fasting up until three stars come out. Afilo be'erev Shabbos, this is true even on a Friday. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a Friday, he is supposed to eat immediately after Maariv, even if he davened Maariv early. And the reason is because once there's Kedushas Shabbos upon him, it is forbidden to be engaged in fasting. Halacha ches, hamis'aneh, someone who's fasting, umifarsem es atzmo, and he publicizes that he's engaged in fasting, lehisba'er, in order that people will glorify him. Hunana shalkach, he will get punished for this. It's supposed to be a private matter. If he's accepting a personal fast upon himself, it's not something that he is supposed to be publicizing. Avo im mafzirin bo le'echo, but if they're trying to encourage him to eat, mutar legalos, he is allowed to reveal shehu mis'aneh, that he is engaged in fasting. Halacha Tes discusses the insertion that is supposed to be made in one's tefillah when he's engaged in fasting. Hamis'aneh, one who's fasting, afilo tainis yachid, even if it is a private fast, bein tainis nedava, bein tainis chalom, whether it is a free will fast, meaning something which he opts to do on his own, bein tainis chalom, or if it is a fast that he accepted upon himself because of a bad dream, in all of these cases, omer betfilas hamincha bishma kolenu, he says in the bracha of Shomea Tvila, in Mincha, he inserts the passage of Anenu, Kimo Betayna Siba, just like it is done on a public fast. V'afa pishuhu yachid, and even though he's one individual, Omro Beloshin Rabim, he still says it in the plural form. V'al yishana mimatbeya shetobu chachamim, and he should not change from the nusach that the chacham established. V'kodem yil ratzon omer ribon ha'olamim, and before he completes the Shmoneh Esrei, he should say ribon ha'olamim.